Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. Well, I'm really delighted to announce the release of my new book, The Dream Factory. And as many of you may know, my pen name is Marcus, so it's The Dream Factory by Mark Marcus. And if you listen to the show frequently, you'll notice that the introduction has changed, and it will be the new introduction for a while. Now, I've had some podcasts that I've already recorded, and so on those, you will hear the old or the previous advertisement for That's the Way Love Goes. But after I run through those, then you'll get the new introduction. Anyway, The Dream Factory, just to get get the details out of the way, is available on, as you heard in the commercial, it's available on iBooks, or the Apple iTunes store, on the Kindle and all its stores, and of course at Amazon. And the website for the book, which includes audio previews and things like that, is CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory. Anyway, so I've got a couple of things I want to showcase here in this podcast. The first thing is the preface. So let me do that, and then I'll come back, and we'll continue. Okay, so here is the preface for The Dream Factory by Mark Marcus.
Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place, where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. Step cautiously as you explore dimly lighted, extremely narrow, and virtually suffocating hallways as groans, screams, moans, and indefinable explanations of unnamed perpetrators, innocent bystanders, and unlikely victims escape from behind coffin-lid doors, reach into the very depths of your soul, place icy cold fingers around the heart of your sanity, and begin to squeeze. In this, the second tale from the mind of Mark Marcus, we are taken on a highly selective, an undeniably insightful excursion into the unplumbed, dark regions of the human psyche, as it tears itself apart, separating and exposing the raw, untamed fury inside from the barely contained and seemingly unmarred and untouched, flawlessly veneered outside. This book will appeal to all those who have ever screamed themselves awake in the midnight hour, only to discover that the true nightmare, from which there is no escape, has only just begun.
Okay, so let me set it up for you, and I don't want to give away too much. And by the way, the book is, the price is nominal. I think it's $2 or $2.49, $2.99. It's around $2 for a copy of the book. And the paperback is $5. So, I really want you just to get the book and enjoy it. And hopefully you'll find some meaning in it. So let me set it up for you. The idea is that the story begins, it must be in the future since we can't do it now, but the justice system has been modified so that when people commit crimes, and assuming they're convicted, instead of being sent to prison, they are sent to the Dream Factory, or a place that's similar to it. And in the Dream Factory, their dreams are packaged, extracted and packaged, and sold to other people as entertainment. Okay, so that's really the long and short of the book. And a lot of it takes place, a lot of it is dialogue. And that's on purpose. I wanted this book to be a fast read, something that you could hopefully enjoy even as you're walking down the street, you're waiting in an airport. And I think it has 20 or 30 dreams in it. You can pick it up, begin reading anywhere in the book and not be lost. So you don't have to read it from cover to cover, although I wish you would. It'd be great. But it's designed so that you can pick up from any chapter or any dream and you're good to go. Okay, so here is a reading from chapter 9 as kind of an audio preview. I hope you like it. The Dream Factory by Mark Marcus, Chapter 9. A. What is your first name? P. What? A. I said, what is your first name? P. What a silly question. You know my first name. The discharge administrator looks at the woman seated in front of her sternly. A. I know I told you that nothing you say can or will be used against you, but if you don't answer my questions, I cannot approve your release. Do you understand? P. Somewhat alarmed. Yes, I understand. The discharge administrator returns her gaze to the paperwork on the table. A. So, let's start again. First name? The woman seated across from the discharge administrator opens her mouth to speak and then closes it slowly. P. I'm not sure. Tears fill her eyes and she raises her hand to wipe them away. A. Not looking up. That's okay. Just sit and think for a moment. It should come to you. If not, we won't worry about it. The patient is visibly relieved. A. Next question. Age? P. I'm 37. Yes, I am 37 years old. A. Date of birth? P. It's in February. I can't remember. I think it's February 6th, but I'm not sure. A. Favorite color? P. I don't have one. At least, if I did, I don't anymore. A. What is your last name? P. Jax. My last name is Jax. A. First name? P. I don't know. A. Where were you born? P. Louisville, Kentucky. A. What is good? P. Pardon me? A. I said, what is good? P. With a look of confusion. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know what you mean. What is good? Am I to give you a definition? A. You may answer in any way you wish, Miss Jax. Any way at all. The patient raises her head as if in some kind of unspoken defiance. P. Getting out of this place is good. Good is anything that doesn't have to do with the Dream Factory. Is that an honest enough answer for you? A slightly hysterical giggle escaped from the patient at this. The discharge administrator, raising her eyebrows ever so slightly, continues. A. What is bad? P. Bad is not being able to recall my own first name. Bad is realizing that what feels like 3 years has only been 3 weeks. Bad is never wanting to close my eyes in order to sleep again. That's bad. A. With no hesitation. Marital status? P. I'm married, I think. I'm married. The discharge administrator looks up and stares at the woman seated across from her patiently. P. What? I'm married. Aren't I married? The administrator returns her gaze to the paperwork. A. Children? P. None. A. First name? P. I don't know. I still can't recall it. Not yet. A. Where were you? P. Wait. Am I married? Is this a dream? Oh, God. Is this another dream? A. This is not a dream. You are very much awake. P. With a touch of panic in her voice. How do I know you're telling me the truth? Oh God, how can I tell? I don't know what's going on. Why are you asking me these questions? Lowering her head, she began sobbing uncontrollably. A. Where were you born? P. I was born in Louisville, Kentucky. A. First name? P. I don't know. I wish you'd stop asking me that. A. Marital status? P. I'm married. Wait, I'm a widow. My husband is dead. I'm a widow. A. Date of husband's death? The patient slowly gathers herself and looks at the discharge administrator. P. He's been dead for a little while now. He died a month or so ago, right? Yes. I'm a widow and my husband is dead. A. Cause of death? P. Speaking in a low voice that almost escapes the administrator, she responds very slowly with, I killed him. Okay, so now you have kind of an idea of what happens in the book. I hope you will buy the book, go to the website, or research the book, read it, look at the preview. And if you do like it, I hope you will share it with your friends, get the word out. I really appreciate all the support, and I've already gotten a lot of good feedback from people. I don't know how the word gets out about these things, but even before I prepared this podcast, you had quite a few people buy the book. So I'm really excited. Thank you all for being there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.